Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Web cartoonist and artisanal pencil sharpener David Reese has recently released a book, published by Melville House with a foreword by John Hodgman, which engagingly teaches the reader how they, too, can perfect the nearly lost art of hand sharpening a classic number 2 wood and graphite writing implement. The book is entitled How to Sharpen Pencils, a Practical and Theoretical Treatise on the Artisanal Craft of Pencil Sharpening. David Reese, who lives in Beacon, New York, has been sharpening pencils around the country since the book's release and will present 2 pencil sharpening events in the Hudson Valley this weekend. The first is on Saturday, May 5th at Hudson Valley Auctioneers in Beacon, New York, and the second is on Sunday, May 6th at Spotty Dog Books and Ale in Hudson, New York. David Reese joins us now. David, welcome back to the Roundtable.
Thanks for having me back.
How did you discover your zeal for pencil sharpening?
It's all thanks to the United States Census Bureau. I owe them all the credit. I had a job working as a door knocker for the 2010 census. And as a census enumerator, that was the title of my position, I got a bag of supplies, and on the first day of staff training, they had us open our bag and look at our supplies, and nestled in there was a tiny pink plastic single-blade pocket sharpener and some pencils, and the census trainer told us to all sharpen our pencils. So I sharpened my pencils, and it had been a long time since I'd done it. It was really satisfying, and I decided that I was going to figure out how to get paid to sharpen pencils.
And then you were off.
And then I was off.
How large is the community of pencil enthusiasts, and how did you tap into them?
There is a community of pencil enthusiasts, and that community has a web presence. There are a lot of great pencil blogs and online pencil resources. I list some of them in an appendix at the back of my book.
Mm-hmm.
There are vintage pencil collectors. There are pencil reviewers. There are pencil sharpener collectors, including a man who runs an antique store in Vermont who specializes in antique office equipment, including antique pencil sharpeners, some of which sell for thousands of dollars. So there are people who still really enjoy and celebrate pencils, even in our digital age of iPads and personal computers. And it was that community that I realized I wanted to reach out to with my book, and I wanted my book to be a celebration of the number 2 pencil, to remind people how interesting and efficient and elegant it is as a tool.
In the book, you refer to preparing for an afternoon of work. Do you advise against pencil sharpening in the morning?
Well, it's just that the artisan you happen to be talking to is rarely awake in the morning. So my day might start a little later than yours, a little later than some of your listeners. So I usually sharpen pencils in the day or in the early evening. But you should sharpen pencils whenever your head is clear and your hands are steady and you feel like putting in a couple hours in the workshop.
Are you left-handed or right-handed?
I'm left-handed. Everyone in my family is left-handed.
I'm also left-handed. Is the book biased in favor of southpaws?
It is. There's some footnote somewhere in the book that admits that the book was written with left-handed people in mind, mm-hmm. and right-handed people will have to wait for their own text.
Right.
But certainly the principles and most of the technologies will still be accessible to the right-handed user. And I have, on my book tour that I've been on, I have met a number of right-handed people, and they seem very pleasant. You wouldn't know to look at them about their condition, but they've been very enthusiastic, and they've been eager to read the book and apply the techniques to their own lives in spite of their disability.
In the early part of the book, where you present the names of each part of the pencil with a brief description, the description for the eraser says, "The eraser is a mystery, but it would seem one that you're not interested in solving," or do you think there'll be a time when you'll explore the mystery of the eraser?
I just am not really interested in erasers.
Gotcha.
To me, they don't seem central to the pencil. You know, European pencils are rarely manufactured with erasers attached. They usually use a separate eraser. One of the criticisms of the pencil design as we have it here in America, of course, is that the eraser gives out before the pencil length is completely depleted,
mm-hmm.
which is to say that you'll have a pencil where the writing end is still functioning, but the eraser end is kaput. Now, you can solve this by putting one of those little cap erasers over the end of the pencil, but I'm not really interested in erasers. I'm not interested in making mistakes. Let's just leave it at that.
You mentioned in Europe, pencils are manufactured without erasers. In your experience, what nation or region of the world manufactures the best pencils?
Well, America used to have a fine tradition of pencil manufacturing, and, you know, Henry David Thoreau of Walden fame, his family was in the pencil business, and he brought some innovations to the processing of graphite in pencils. But, of course, nowadays, like with so many other things, there are very, very few number two pencils that are still actually manufactured in America.
Mm-hmm.
There's General's Pencil Company in Jersey City, and there's Musgrave Pencil Company in Tennessee, in Shelbyville, Tennessee, a.k.a. Pencil City, USA. But most of the finer pencils these days, Japan has a good reputation for putting out good pencils. There's still fine German pencil companies like Eberhard Faber. But most of the pencils that you buy now at your big office supply stores, even if it's an American brand like Dixon Ticonderoga, those pencils are usually made in China and Mexico, and it's really a mixed bag in terms of pencil quality. You will see pencils whose shafts are bowed. You will see pencils where the graphite isn't centered within the shaft. You'll see pencils where the ferrule, the metal band that connects the eraser to the shaft, isn't properly aligned. You'll see pencils where the foil stamping with the lettering and the information on the side of the pencil is smudged or imperfect. And so to seek out a good pencil, it takes a little bit of effort.
The first time that I became familiar with you was when you were at the Solid Sound Festival at Mass MoCA last summer, and you sharpened a pencil on stage. That person brought their own pencil and you sharpened it for them. You do a quality check on the pencil first. If someone brings you a pencil that isn't up to your standards at an event like that, do you sharpen it anyway with a disclaimer, or do you have better pencils with you that you would replace theirs with?
My travel kit includes 12 pencil sharpeners, and I always have spare pencils for people who haven't brought their own pencils.
Mm-hmm.
I will sharpen any number two pencil that a client wants to pay me to sharpen, but I will remind them, as I think I mentioned in my book, that you can't expect a four-star meal from a one-star restaurant. I might be able to conjure a decent-looking pencil point from an inferior pencil. I can't make any claims as to its quality once the point is applied to the page. Does that make sense?
Of course. As you said, your initial thought was to find a way to sharpen pencils for money, and that's what you do. People can place orders online, or when they come to your book events, you'll sharpen pencils for them there as well. Have you thought about furthering your trade by teaching classes to potential artisanal pencil sharpeners? I mean, it would be like a companion.
Right. Yeah, the book, in a sense, the goal of the book is to throw open the doors of my workshop and just share everything that I've learned with the general reader or the amateur pencil enthusiast in the hopes that I can empower people to sharpen their own pencils. I have done, you know, plenty of live pencil sharpening demonstrations at parties, art openings, cruise ships, rock shows, and the like. Next month, I will be in California at a event called Max Fun Con, and I will be leading a pencil sharpening workshop. I think I'll be teaching people how to use a box cutter to sharpen a pencil, because that's a technique that a lot of people are intimidated by, and it's one that's rarely practiced in the school or in the home, but it's very rewarding and offers a lot of flexibility as to pencil points. So that's an example of a live workshop that I'll be happy to give to students, provided they pay attention.
Well, of course. You have a chapter in the book, Chapter 14, Sharpening Pencils for Children, which linguistically could indicate like teaching children how to sharpen pencils themselves, but this is you showing children how you sharpen pencils, sharpening them for them.
Exactly.
How did you figure out the best way to give that presentation to children?
Well, through trial and error. I mean, I have a good relationship with children, which is to say they adore me and I can stomach them. And so once I started my pencil sharpening business, of course, I found that kids had a natural curiosity about it because, of course, they go through a lot of number two pencils. And just like adults, they know the frustrations and the ecstasies of sharpening a pencil. So, you know, on my book tour, I met with a class of second graders to discuss my business, and we talked about different types of pencil sharpeners and the different parts of the pencil. And so it's something that children, I think, are naturally interested in because it's a part of their life that's very familiar to them. And again, the book and this project is kind of a celebration of how cool pencils are and how much fun you can have with pencils.
David, thank you for your time, and I will see you in Beacon on Saturday.
Oh, I look forward to it.
David Reese will be at Hudson Valley Auctioneers in Beacon, New York on Saturday, May 5th, and at Spotty Dog Books and Ale in Hudson, New York on Sunday, May 6th. To learn more, visit artisanalpencilsharpening.com. David's book is How to Sharpen Pencils, published by Melville House. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.